All right, in what is turning into the slowest week ever of the slowest month ever, it's like January 82nd now, but welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show, and it's a Wednesday, so that means it's a prowler day, and we've got some fresh blood in the studios. I should do the old slapshot line. We've got the youth of today in Austin Federley, and we've got the cagey old veteran in Matt Robertson. Actually, you're a lot younger than me, Robo, so I can't pull that card on you. But welcome to the show, guys, because this is the first time for either of you to be on.
Yeah, first time in 3 years, so it's good to be here.
This is nothing to you. You're what, from Saskatchewan or someplace like that?
Yeah, I'm not used to the cold weather, though, really, anymore.
Really?
No. I've been in the south for too long, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so you're getting soft. Yeah. This is nothing for Austin, because he's a local boy. In fact, he was the first Port Huron-born prowler ever. And, of course, now we've got Ryan Rotundi on the team. But Feds gets to punch the ticket as the first local guy to play.
Yeah, it was it's a good experience to play here right in my hometown where I grew up. And now I get to play with one of my teammates that I've played with multiple times in Ryan. We played high school and junior together for a couple of years, so it's exciting.
And you're really, like, you've been around the last couple of years helping out when we needed guys, we were short. But you're finally, like, this year, you are on the team, and you are a guy, and you get to play a lot now, especially the way things have been going this season. You're playing on the power play. You're getting regular minutes. You're killing penalties. It's got to be a lot of fun for you.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely exciting to be a regular guy in the lineup. It's tough to go through 2 years that I went through battling injuries and having a lot of guys that were just really good hockey players. Tough to make that lineup, but we're struggling a little bit this year, but it's better for me, but I hope we can turn it around.
Yeah. I know. I'll say this about him, Robo. He's a little guy, but he doesn't play little, does he? He goes in there and sticks guys and does what he's got to do, and he's not afraid of the corner.
Yeah, he's definitely not afraid to get his nose dirty, especially the last couple of games. He's chirping some guys pretty good. I can't remember something about some guy's beard he was yapping about in Danville. It was kind of funny, but no, I give him credit. He's a small guy, but he plays like he's 6'2" sometimes.
Yeah. Do you remember the first one? Because I remember your first couple of goals. In fact, I was arguing with the guys last year when you scored because they all wanted it announced as your first career goal. And I'm like, no, dude, he played last year and he scored one against St. Clair Shores.
Yep. I scored on my first home game ever. It was just a pretty lucky pass from actually another Michigan native, Nate Robson. Just a point-blank shot. Closed my eyes like I always do, and it somehow went in.
Now that part I know isn't true, because everywhere you've played, you've been a scorer, and I know you've got good hands. Yeah. And for you, it's just confidence and stuff like that. And I think that's why you're doing so well this year, is because you know you're going to play every night.
Yeah.
And so that kind of helps you.
Yeah, it's just finally adjusting to the pro level. It's a little bit different of a game than I'm used to, but I think I've got the hang of it now.
Now, Robo, if we could ever teach you how to score, we might have something.
I mean, sometimes.
Let's see, former MVP, 98 points 1 year. I'll read the numbers and embarrass you a little bit. 124 games as a prowler, only 90 goals. Only 216 points, and that's only number one all time in the history of the franchise.
Not a big deal.
Good line mates, I guess.
Speaking of, can anybody talk Parkhouse into coming from California to the cold?
Probably not right now.
No.
Maybe in April if it warms up.
Yeah. Maybe when golf weather comes back around.
Yeah.
Because, we got to get the band back together. Any chance, I don't know how much you're talking with guys or what kind of opportunities they're getting, but, like, is Dozier playing? Is there a chance he'll be back before the end of the year?
I mean, I'd say there's always a chance, but... I mean, he's been doing pretty well down in Birmingham.
And good for them. I'm not wishing them to do bad and get sent back down, but...
Yeah, obviously he would help out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Same with Paul, if Parkhouse ever decides he wants to return for a little bit. Yeah. But
And Hungary, really? Yanni's coming back, right? Because their season's short. He's got to come back.
There, There's rumors about it, but nothing's for sure.
Well, more playing time for you, Austin.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Make the most of it, and then you can be playoff MVP. How's that sound?
Hey, I'll work on it.
I'll just keep working on hoping that things can get better, because it just, at this point, it just doesn't seem like we can have a weekend where everybody's there. Because when everybody's there, we're not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we look pretty good on paper with everybody that can play and can show up and commit to being there for the game. But yeah, it seems like this year a lot of guys have had to miss games due to, I don't know, whatever it may be. But I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to get everybody in for a weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you guys were talking off the air that you probably be a guy or two short this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, everybody can expect a lot of ice this weekend coming up, and it's going to be another grind for sure.
Yeah, I'm not giving away any secrets because I know Kraz doesn't know how to turn on the computer to listen on the internet. So the finger isn't damaged too much.
You're
good to go.
Yeah. Just a little ligament injury, but we should be good to go. I played the last two weekends, so I think I'm all right.
Just keep the glove on if it gets...
Yeah, no fighting for me this weekend. Might want to keep my mouth shut a little bit, especially if Chase Tippin decides to show up this weekend.
No, he might be suspended again. I don't know. I don't know what goes on because, you know, that's the commission's team, so they do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, pretty much.
you're exactly right, yeah.
Yeah.
Who, no, I don't really get started who on knows, that. Who knows who they're bringing now? I wonder if Levier's playing this weekend. He's the poor Huron special.
Yeah. He likes to show up when we play.
Yeah.
But he plays for free.
Sure.
He plays for free.
Yeah.
No, I know. I know their coach personally. He tells me all those guys play for free.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I
probably
think we
feels
all do.
Like it on payday.
Might as well. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay. all right, Robo, you didn't start right off at the hop. What gave you the itch to come back?
Well, I didn't really. Well, I was trying to figure things out if I was going to get a real job or go to school and get a career. And, I mean, I was watching these guys play all the time, and I was like, oh, it'd be nice to come back for one more year at least. And I'm glad I came back. I'm having fun, and it's good to be around the guys again.
Glad you came back, too, because you're really starting to get it going, too. You've been playing a lot with Zach Solkanich. He was another guy. He was here last year, and nobody realizes it because we were just so deep that it was hard for him to find a spot on the team. But he's getting to play regular. You're getting to play with Jay. 92 shoots right. I don't know how how that is, but
I know where he's going on a break right every time, so it's all right.
Yeah. You know, we know where he's going to be all the time.
Yep.
Call the back check, Jay.
Tune in, Jay.
He might be listening. I don't know.
Hopefully he is.
He's always on the show. We call it the Dalton Jay Show from time to time.
It's not pump his tires.
I like the kid. I have fun when he's on the air. And I pick on him, but where would we be without what he does?
So. Yeah. He definitely can put the puck in the net when he hits the net.
Yeah,
when he hits.
One out of 100.
Yeah, he was all excited early in the season about all the shots they were giving him, and like, well, don't you realize your shooting percentage is like 1.4?
Yeah, leading the league in shots, not leading the league in shooting percentage. That's for sure.
That is for sure. All right, we're gonna take a break here, and then we'll come back and have the guys for a couple more minutes before we let them go back out into the cold. But Austin Federle and Matt Robertson are here. It's a Dennis Stuckey Show here until 7 o'clock this evening on AM 1380 WPHM. All right, back we are, Dennis Stuckey Show. I'm here until 7. We've got Austin Federle and Matt Robertson from the Prowlers here for a couple more minutes, till 5:30. Then we'll let them go. Then we'll dismiss them from class. Everybody else is closed down, and I'm not going to make you guys stay late and do homework, like that. Austin, you went to PH, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and your sister was Allie?
Yep.
Or is Allie?
Yep.
And you tell me that she's still playing hockey?
Yep, she's playing for the Lady Icehawks, the 1900 team.
All right, we need to get her in the lineup maybe to play some goal for us.
Yeah, we could probably use her.
Seems like we've gone through a lot of goalies this year, mostly injuries and call-ups and stuff like that. But at any rate, she did a great job. For those of you who don't know, Allie used to like stop 70 shots a game for the Big Reds, and a lot of people don't get it. They don't get it. Like, they see the score and they go, "Man, your goalie must stink."
Yeah.
But she might be the best goalie I've seen here since Jack Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big honor if she's listening. I know my mom is, so she'll be happy to hear that.
I thought she'd make sensational saves, but it's only so much you can do when you've got to make 17 saves on one play.
Yeah, yeah, it was tough watching that.
Maybe she would have done better facing Jay, because his shots would all missed.
High and wide, baby.
High and wide.
Got to keep fixing the glass down there at that one end.
Yeah, they've had to replace it a few times.
just teasing. So going to Watertown this weekend. I know we're not where we want to be, but with a couple of wins, it's all it takes in this league is a big weekend, and you guys will be right back in a playoff spot, more than likely. I don't know. My gauge on all of this is that Carolina's Carolina, and they're going to finish in first. They're far enough in front, nobody's going to catch them unless there's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
And then kind of Mentor is where I think they're going to be, and then everybody else you can kind of throw a blanket over. I mean, we could finish anywhere from second to fifth.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's pretty wide open. I mean, look at us last year on the run we went, and I mean, just because you get first place doesn't mean you're going to automatically win the cup. So
yeah, especially when you're playing the commission's team and they can move dates, play illegal players.
Yeah.
Call five penalties in a row when you take the lead in the game.
Yeah.
Not that I'm bitter or anything, or griping or anything like that. No, I wouldn't do nothing like that. I can get away with it.
Right.
What's the league going to say to me?
They can't suspend you.
No. And I used to see some of the text messages that they would send senior. He'd come in to the radio station and show me that stuff last year. Hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
Just hilarious. You know, Foose has a lifetime suspension that's not being upheld this year.
Jeez.
Wow.
What a league.
It is what it is. Well, stay healthy, guys, number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. You do a much better job than Pacer Graham.
Oh, geez. That's not saying much.
Actually, Graham does a pretty good job.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's a good speaker.
He's a good speaker. We need to get him back in the lineup, though, because he's not helping behind the bench.
He helps as much as he can.
I told him that last week. I much prefer him in the lineup. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Got to take another break, but we'll be back with more in just a minute. So stick around. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show.